one of my top three all-time hated songs.
Really?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Not a Billy Idol guy?
Oh. You know what? One of the others is a Billy Idol. Moni Moni.
Yeah.
Red Red Wine.
Oh. Yeah.
And this one.
Yeah.
Eyes Without a Face.
I don't mind it.
Yeah.
Like I kind of like dancing with myself.
Yeah.
Some reason. I don't know if it just overplayed during my era or what, but damn. Mm. Dave Murray joins us from who the hell knows where he is. Hello, Dave.
I don't even know where I am.
Oh, God. No kidding.
All is well. That's all that's important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good.
Sounds like a retired guy. Da-da-da.
Sure does.
I'm at,
His happiness infuriates me.
Yep.
I was looking at some rocks today.
Wow.
Well, I know. Impressive.
You're diving in with both feet on this retirement thing.
Now, I'm waiting for we can talk about the weather, but more importantly, this is a carryover from Friday. Rachel, what's your question about planets in the sky?
Can you see planets in the sky tonight?
You can.
Take that, everybody.
You're going to be looking. Venus is now in the morning, so don't go looking for Venus. That's now the morning star, but you can see. It was cloudy last night, but there was an object really close to the moon. That was the planet Saturn. It will be off to the right tonight of the moon, so that's Saturn. You can also see Mars. It will have a little reddish color, and you'll also see Jupiter, which is, other than the moon, will be the brightest object. And Jupiter will jump out at you.
Nice. That's
where boys are stupider.
Yeah.
No Uranus jokes? None?
None. Just,
none.
None.
Okay. None.
Yeah, that's below us.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Too easy.
So, weather here, I mean, it looks pretty nice for the most part.
Yeah, it's nice. We're still looking at areas of frost around first thing in the morning because the skies will go crystal clear, the winds will go light, the air mass is pretty dry. I don't think everybody sees a frost. It does not look like as widespread as it did last week at this time, but there will be frost around. There will be some frost on the pumpkin. Closer you get to the city, the less and less chances you're going to have of that. But when we wake up in the morning, it is going to be quite chilly out the door. It's going to feel like late fall across the area, but some gorgeous weather coming up for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Plenty of sunshine. Tomorrow, looking for a high like 55 to 58 degrees, and then Wednesday and Thursday, temperatures in the 50s to near 60 for high temperatures. Friday, a couple of rain showers here and there, but I don't see much in the way of rain. This is a big old high-pressure system and a big old dry air mass.
Oh, speaking of, we didn't mention Friday at all. Do you have all the info on that, Rach?
I do. We're going to be out at Llewellyn's in Wentzville for their... It's their
Winghaven.
Winghaven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, let me take this one.
Yeah.
So Llewellyn's has a brand new place. It's right across the street from where I live. It's Winghaven Boulevard. It's where the theater is, mm-hmm. the soccer complex.
Yeah.
And we're taking the show out live, which we rarely do. So we will be doing the show live, I believe, from the upper deck from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. So come on out for that. After that, there's going to be a live music. There's going to be a beer tasting with Four Hands Brewery. So should be a lot of fun. You guys coming?
Yeah.
Is it going to be just me?
Yeah.
Well, you'll probably have the shingles by then. So.
Yeah. What's that in the corner? That's close. You can't tell.
Did you really almost pass out and you got your flu shot?
No.
Oh,
no.
You.
I knew it.
Son of a bitch.
You
carped me.
Oh. I got the doc, too, because she gave it to me, and she's like, are you okay?
Nothing like fooling a doctor.
Are you okay? And I started leaning backwards, and we're face-fucking, and she goes, no, don't fall
over.
What did you just
your
say?
Your face what?
Face-fucking, face-live, and face-something? Face? What did I say?
I quit.
Down.
I officially
face.
Quit. Tony, it's your show.
No.
Tony Colombo show.
Face. Hang on, I got to learn how to do news.
I retire. I'm going to go watch Rocks with Dave.
I'm not even in the room.
I can't get words out.
Face.
See? Taliban, give me that sound ASAP.
Yes, sir. I think we told you about this, how he's done that. He more than any human being known to man.
Top three moments in the Glover show
and
right there.
You
have no idea what you just said.
I have no idea what I said. I have no idea what I said.
You face do it booking? All
just
the
take
time.
It easy.
Okay.
Why don't you go to the bathroom?
Can you tell me what you think you said?
I thought I said...
we were
face booking or whatever you
why
call
would
it.
You... What
I
do you
don't
mean?
Know.
Why would... Wait a minute. Oh, hold on.
Because she hit the camera.
You,
she hit her...
Oh, Facebooking on the camera. Okay.
Yeah, on the phone deal, yeah. Okay.
Well, that's not what you said.
Oh, I didn't?
Not even close.
Really? What did I say?
No, dude, no, put it together. What do you think you said?
Don't whisper it.
No,
that
I didn't
make
say
it any
that.
Better.
You couldn't have said it more if you tried to say exactly that. Mm-hmm. If you were trying out for a porn, you would have got the job.
Good to hear.
For the love, Mark Cloaks.
Title B. Title B of Market of Porno.
Unbelievable.
Assless.
Just call it Close Encounters.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Do you?
Yeah.
We can call it the, what you just said.
If this radio thing doesn't work out, apparently after today, it probably won't. So I have no idea what I even came close to.
Sue, you heard it, right?
I did.
Okay. Okay.
He said it. Oh. Andrew just went back and found it and said he said it.
No, you said it.
Okay.
He said that. And I doubted myself. I thought, I just heard it.
Can I tell you something? I thought he meant it. Like, I was like,
right.
I should have stayed longer after I got my shot. I didn't know that was even an option.
Like I should have dumped that. I did not meant it.
I'm waiting.
Did
to
you have to
record.
Fill out an extra form for that?
I have just. I don't, she did ask me a lot of questions.
Well, evidently, I'm going to be doing this too.
Yep.
Anyway,
I apologize for that, Dave.
That's okay. I'm used to it.
No kidding.
What was your reaction, Dave?
It came so fast.
It did.
I wanted to pretend it.
Tell you
I
what.
That's
what
she said. It didn't happen.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm the only one that has no idea what I
said. We'll play it back.
I'm going to write it down.
You always are.
There you go.
I know.
You know what we think you said.
I think, but I won't
say. Just
wait
till we play it back for you.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, we've had to play it back for him before.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Oh, you
said it.
No.
You did, though.
It kind of sounded like it. All right. It was it.
We've done this before where we played it back for
him. I just somehow like ruined the computer.
I couldn't even understand.
Yeah, so I fooled the doc. There we are just bling-blinging and
Facebooking.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Nope. Why don't you just do Closest Corner Potty Mouth?
It's brought to you by Schnucks.
Oh, I bet they've never been prouder.
No, sure not.
Hey, who's the old guy that talks dirty on that show? I'd like to buy some lives from him.
I'm worried
not
about
me anymore.
Yeah,
I've got
a
small
about my job just because I was in the room.
I got a small porno production company, and he.
Well, prices are falling and points are piling up at Schnucks. Download the Schnucks Rewards app today. Any problem with that? Was that good?
That was good.
All right, thank you very much.
If I go down.
Easy.
I'm suing you for every...
Dude, I'd be the one going down. I didn't dump it.
Let's just say going down some more.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah you're giving me
suing
trouble.
Suing you for everything. They're going to be my...
I'd like to know
gonna be my deer.
I'd like to know on Twitter, which is unregulated, how many people heard that.
Mm-hmm. At Tony
just,
Colombo 971.
Just give me a good hashtag on that.
At Tony Colombo 971. At Rachel Z 971. Either one or both of us on Twitter. Let us know what you just heard.
Hashtag... FF.
I broke my computer. I ran away from... Look, I can't...
Dude,
it's all,
I broke the board. I had to reload Audio Vault.
I broke my spirit.
Yeah. I don't think I said that.
I can't wait till you hear it.
I didn't mean to say it. I know that, because it didn't...
You said it enough that I can't play the clip to determine whether or not you said
it,
because you said it.
Really?
Yeah. You did.
Just do your thing.
Yeah, we got to.
Ron
change.
Jeremy.
Yeah, we got to get out of this. Anything. Do anything now.
This is a follow-up to a story we had about hugging and that third grader. They're not allowed to touch each other in class. Hug it out. Study shows hugs really do make us happier, especially on hard days. Researchers from Carnegie Mellon University say
hugging story.
Everything you're doing is dirty.
Say people.
Man, is it ever?
Yeah.
We're going to do a hugging story.
On a hard day.
On a hard day.
Yep. Say people who consider themselves huggers actually have better overall health and stronger relationships. Previous research has shown. Now you got me all freaked out. I'm thinking I'm going to say bad words.
You're afraid you're going to say bad words.
I'm afraid I'm going to. I can't stop myself. How about the story about the Patriots flipping the guy off that caught the touchdown pass?
What was it about that story that made you think you were going to have to say bad words?
I don't know. Some words.
Kids and hugging?
I just looked at it and I thought this could go bad.
Too close to Halloween for you?
Pretty much. But it says that hugging is good for you.
What the costumes?
and it makes you live longer and you're happier. So hug one another.
Okay.
I need a hug.
I need a hug
too. Come on, everybody.
Come on. Let's all hug it out. And
you're panicked, aren't you?
Well, I'm just afraid. I'm kind of, yeah, I'm a little gun-shy.
A little concerned?
Here. Yeah. The yeah. words are coming
yeah,
out.
Yeah, the dirtiest stroke of all time.
The Walking Dad says, I heard it.
Dirty stroke.
Christopher says, I heard it.
Oh, what do these guys know?
They know what you did with that
Steve
doctor.
Steve says, loud and clear.
Edward says, yep. Andy says, sure did. I'm blushing for him.
Mm.
The Red Zone says, clear as day. Best episode ever.
So what's wow. troubling is how well it fit with your story.
Jeff King says, I almost crashed.
Not responsible yeah, for accidents.
Know, I carped the doctor from visiting nurse associations. Yeah, we're out there bleep bleep.
Can we go back to like how you probably shouldn't prank the doctor who's working on you?
Right.
That seems like it could end badly.
You shouldn't fake.
Oh yeah, but
after what you just said about that poor woman, she will never be back.
She's had her last free flu shot.
Yeah. Andrew was there. She started laughing. She didn't buy it. I'm not that good of an actor.
There's a few people on Twitter that didn't hear it that mm-hmm. are now like,
yeah.
they're what like, was oh it? My God, I
so
get
we
it.
Can post this on social media, right? Because there's no FCC.
Yeah, we can put it on like the blog, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go.